You are continually affected by four forces: your own thoughts and actions, the actions of others, Mother Nature, systems. With respect to these four forces, most people tend to fall into two personality types. They tend to have one of two ways of looking at the world. The first way tends to overemphasize the power of one's own thoughts, and the second way tends to underemphasize the power of one's own thoughts. As a result of this difference, we can categorize people into two types. We will call these two types: 1. The proponents of personal power. 2. The doom and gloom determinists. Proponents of personal power tend to overemphasize the power of one's own thoughts and say that the mindset of the individual is sovereign over nature, sovereign over other people, and sovereign over the whole universe. Doom and gloom determinists tend to underemphasize the power of one's own thoughts and say that the power of the individual is utterly futile. Doom and gloom determinists say that the mind of the individual is enslaved by other people and the universe, and is a victim of nature's laws. For example, B.F. Skinner and the Behaviorist School of Psychology teach that human free will is an illusion, and that any human action is governed by the laws of what they call operant conditioning. On the other hand, proponents of personal power think that your outside world is determined by the content of your mind. These people end up as mystics and talk about the idea that whatever you think about tends to manifest itself in your material world. These are the people who believe in karma, that the universe reflects back to you a manifestation of the content of your dominant thoughts. Bad thoughts create bad happenings. Good thoughts create good happenings. These people talk about the law of attraction. They think the material world is shaped by your thought vibrations. It would suggest that if a bad thing happens to you, it is because you had bad thoughts in your mind that created it. If you want good things to happen to you, you need only to think happy thoughts. This ends up as an essentially mystical, almost semi-religious view of the role of the human mind in human affairs. Matthew 8:13, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Doom and gloom determinists. Doom and gloom determinists tend to underestimate their own power and say that there is nothing you can do but submit to whatever they have in store for you. This is the person who says, you can't fight City Hall. You can't beat the system. Nobody will give me a job. Nobody will give me a chance. There is nothing I can do to change things. I've always been unlucky. The real truth. In fact, the real truth is neither on the side of proponents of personal power, nor is it on the side of the doom and gloom determinists. The truth is that you need to give consideration to all four forces. You need to take account of all four forces. You are affected continually by four forces: your own actions and inactions, what you do and what you don't do, what you say and fail to say, the actions of others, what other people do for you and to you, Mother Nature. Mother Nature is not always benevolent. Mother Nature can kill. Be warned. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. Systems. You live embedded in a global system of systems. These systems sometimes help you, and at other times, they hinder you. But notice that the only one of the four forces that you can control is set one. You can control only yourself, your own actions, and your own inactions. You cannot control the actions of others. You cannot control Mother Nature. You cannot control the system you live in. So, take control of set one, and do what you can to improve your own actions, your own mind, your own emotions, your own language, and your relationships, and your own work habits. Work on trying to improve yourself more than you do trying to improve the others. If you do that, you can maximize your influence on others, on the effects of nature, and on the system in which you live. Don't be a mystic of the mind, nor be a deterministic prophet of doom. Instead, work on perfecting your own performance, and see how far that will take you.